So I got two pastors in the studio. One of them just got back from the Middle East supporting the troops and really doing some heavy lifting to save these little girls sold into sex slavery, to work with widows, to bring the gospel, a lot of things. His name is Pastor Sam. We can't tell you exactly where he went and what he did, but here when he's stateside, he works with a ministry called No Greater Love Foundation, a special kind of July 4th Memorial Day type themed show today to celebrate freedom. It's holiday season in America. This program may play in the middle of the winter. Whether it does or not, we always need to pray for and appreciate our troops. So Pastor Sam, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Stu.
Tell everyone the name of this foundation you're working with and what the focus of No Greater Love Foundation is.
The website is nglfoundation.org, and the mission of No Greater Love is to provide our nation's military warriors, especially the Special Operations Force community, and their families with opportunities to recover from stress, physical hardship, because they're busy protecting and serving America, and we want to serve those who serve us.
So they get to the family farm, you throw them in a deer stand.
Sure.
They've had PTSD, they've had stuff blown up, they've had buddies blown up. Suddenly they're getting some clarity, they're just getting away, it's quiet up there, and they got a man of God like you, they got Larry, they got these chaplains that get in their life and lead them to Christ. And everything changes, right?
That's correct.
And they get their wives up there, their kids up there. They never do stuff like that. They're trapped maybe in Fort Bragg or somewhere else, and they're going from service to service to service, airplane to airplane to airplane, packing up and leaving. The Lord's doing something special through the No Greater Love Foundation to provide some refreshment, some encouragement, and to give them the gospel.
Yeah, we provide that decompression that really nobody else is providing for active special forces. I don't know of any other organization who's been accepted into the special force community like No Greater Love Foundation, honestly. And we work all the way up to the Pentagon. We've been blessed. God has allowed a faith-based ministry serving our troops to have favor, you know. And we work with, of course, chaplains. We work all the way up. So these guys are given an opportunity to rebuild something that they feel like is lost. And when we have testimonies of those who say, yeah, you know, I've been to that farm with my wife and children. I got deployed. I came back from Afghanistan, and it made all the difference. Then the next guy says, well, I need that too. So we are in huge demand. We honestly cannot feel the demand we have.
And your chaplains get up there. Yeah. They need some encouragement.
Yeah, it is.
They're constantly. Imagine you're married to a chaplain who's going to talk to a wife about a suicide. Her husband just took his life. He's the frontline responder.
And he's got, I mean, a chaplain could have as many as 1,000 under him, you know, that he's responsible for spiritually. I mean, he's
So there's another pastor in the studio. You pastor, you're a businessman. You also work actively in these ministries, No Greater Love Foundation and others. But there's another pastor in here who you brought together with me recently. Tell us who Pastor Neil Jackson is, Sam Hicks. Who is this guy? Who's Pastor Neil Jackson? And he just wrote a book called The Coming Destruction of America. What does that have to do with celebrating our independence?
Sure. I'm so glad he wrote a book, because Neil is, Pastor Jackson is a fantastic communicator, one of the best that I've heard. And of course, his people and his church know that. And this opportunity to connect him and to have this book now available to people, I think is, you're going to get an insight into a ministry of somebody who is a prayer warrior, I would say that for sure, and following him and knowing him as I do. So I'm excited that he's here today too, Stu.
Well, Alex McFarland says this about his book. He's, to quote Dr. McFarland, explains the urgency for people to understand biblical judgments on sin, because our beloved nation, steeped in disobedience to God, is ripe for punishment. Tim Lee says about Pastor Jackson's book, America is following the doomed footsteps of ancient Israel. For our nation, it is repent or else. It's really a call to repentance for our country, isn't it, Pastor Jackson? The coming destruction of America. There's a lot of hope in your book, although the title is pretty intense there, huh?
Title is pretty intense and a little caustic, but woe to them that are easing in Zion. And I believe a lot of our church members are just sound asleep, and they are living a life that is not helping the cause of Christ. It's hurting the cause of Christ.
Well, now connect the dots for us, because your friend and brother in Christ, Pastor Sam here, just talked eloquently about the desperate need for our military. These guys just to be ministered to find Christ and what he's doing, No Greater Love Foundation, to get them on a farm, get them on a four-wheeler, get them on a boat, get them to Christ, get them encouraged, get them marriage counseling. And all, you know, and these guys are laying it on the line for our country. You know, a lot of folks are talking about Freedom and Independence Day. How's your book, The Coming Destruction of America, kind of connect the dots with your book, your message, with what, you know, with what you're trying to do to reach our troops and to call our country to God?
Well, let me just kind of get in somebody's business. On this day that we're so grateful and appreciative, Jesus said, when you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. Well, the world has forgotten a lot of military guys, and even more forgotten their children and their spouses. And that's what I so love about Sam and his ministry is he's consumed with the people that are laying their life down for us, but their wives and their children. So I know of no better way on this day of independence that we are celebrating our freedom. I think all of us, myself, you, Stu, we should take out our checkbooks and write a check to this wonderful ministry in praise to God. Thank you for the freedom. Thank you for all those guys that have given their lives for my freedom. And in honor of that, I want to give to a ministry that is proclaiming Jesus and healing to some of our bravest and to their children.
When you hear about a military guy, well-decorated, very active, very deadly, from our standpoint, a good stand, you know, attacking the enemy, fighting ISIS over there, who comes back, goes up to this farm in Virginia and kind of the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains up there, and he connects with God and he gets saved. When you hear about that, what goes to your mind, Pastor Jackson?
Well, what goes to my mind is some of the great revivals throughout history and how one key individual, I mean, you go to Ezekiel 22, and I sought for a man singular, make up a hedge, stand in the gap before me for the land. You get just the right person with all of his influence, some of these soldiers. We could see massive revivals across our country, and they're doing the work.
But your book, why would your book be good for them? Tell everyone.
Well, I think my book would be good for anybody, not because it's written by me, but because it's all Bible. And it's the need for Jesus in our homes, in our land, in the White House, in the Capitol, and even in Afghanistan for some of these soldiers. And when they have nothing to cling to, the answer is Jesus. Yeah. And so the answer for every person listening today is Jesus. Yeah. And you need to run to him. You need to cling to him. You need to commit your life to him. Make him Lord of your life. And our soldiers need to hear that message.
Yeah, that's the voice of Pastor Neil Jackson, the author of The Coming Destruction of America, a book really showing how Israel kind of how they blew it. They had an opportunity, you know, to follow God and to really go into the land. And he's talked about how America is on that point. You know, I think about that Billy Graham quote. You know, he says, if God doesn't judge us, he's got to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Because of how worse and how evil and how dark it's gotten. But there's hope because there's Jesus.
Yep.
And he hasn't returned yet. And he's offering the gospel right now. Now, when he returns, he's coming back not as a humble baby in the manger, not as a suffering Savior on the cross. He's coming back to judge.
Yeah.
And he will judge you, and he will throw you into hell if you don't know him. But for those who know him, when you see him, you'll rejoice. And don't let your heart be troubled.
Amen.
So call out to him, pray for the troops. Say a prayer right now, will you, Pastor, for the troops? Pray for Sam, No Greater Love Foundation, NLG, which stands for No Greater Love Foundation.org. You can send a check, you can donate with a credit card. All that money goes toward the foundation, toward helping these wounded warrior guys, these guys that have been on the battlefield, the chaplains, helping get them fed, giving them resources, and leading them to Christ fundamentally. But Pastor, will you pray for our troops on Independence Day? Can you think of a better way than to call out to God our Father and lift these guys up and lift the ministry up? Will you do that for us, Pastor?
Most definitely. Father, we thank you so much for just all of our active duty, all of those that have served in previous years. We just thank you for their service. Thank you for risking everything they have for people that they many times we'll never meet for our freedom. And their service to our country reminds us of your great service and sacrifice to all countries where you lay down your life for us. So on this special day that we celebrate how good you've been to us as a country, Jesus, we just celebrate you because you're our hero, you're our model, and we just pray for expanded borders. We pray for open opportunities. We pray for this wonderful ministry, No Greater Love. We pray that you would bless them abundantly and use them to minister to this wonderful segment of our population and take Jesus to them that have taken just our freedom to such a precious part of our lives and taken it around the world trying to protect us. So bless this ministry, protect them from Satan's attack, and I just pray that you would open up great other avenues, maybe by some of those listening today. And so help us just have a wonderful day. But Jesus, we don't want to forget you on this wonderful day. So we bless you, we honor you, and we thank you for every good gift, because it all comes from you. And we ask these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Sam with No Greater Love Foundation, Pastor Neil with a new book, The Coming Destruction of America. Thank you for your heart, your love for Jesus, and for being dual citizens, citizens of heaven, most importantly, eternity. But we're here to bring people to heaven, to tell them about the good news. So thank you guys for what you're doing, for that awesome prayer.
Amen.
TruthNetwork.com. This podcast will be available very soon, hopefully in time for July 4th. We'll tweet it out. We'll put it on Facebook. We'll put it everywhere so people can listen and be encouraged and share this with everyone you know.